Right now it's nearly 11:30 a.m. Time for Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals. As always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This one by today's guest, but I'm getting way ahead of myself. It's Nellie McKay with a song called Pounce here on WMNF.
I'm gonna pounce, pounce. I'm gonna pounce, I'm gonna pounce. A pussy cat. I'm gonna pounce, pounce. I'm gonna pounce, I'm gonna pounce, pounce. I'm gonna pounce, I'm gonna pounce, pounce. I'm gonna pounce, I'm gonna pounce.
Meow.
Like a pussy cat. I'm gonna pounce.
You're feeling hollow for the deal is done. You hear a rustle but you pass on by. You see a shadow stretching over the sun. That's when the cutest little kitty comes and hits you in the eye.
I'm gonna pounce. I'm gonna pounce, I'm gonna pounce.
All right, that's Nellie McKay with Pounce, a true animal song, as we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa, and streaming live, of course, on the internet via the station's fabulous website, WMNF.org. My name is Duncan Strauss, and I'll be here till noon today with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Indeed, the show, now airing the first two Wednesdays of each month at 11:30 a.m., primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your phone calls and emails, from assorted other sources. We're also quite interested, of course, in celebrating animals through music, comedy, and other means. We've always aimed for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean if you care to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Indeed, the website offers archives of all our past shows. And we're podcasting on iTunes now, baby, including all our initial programs on WMNF, which have featured an array of illustrious figures from the animal world or notable folks from other fields who have a legitimate tie to animal welfare. Today's edition once again extends the show's tradition of speaking with fascinating folks from all walks of animal life, with the conversation we'll have momentarily with our guest, Nellie McKay, the acclaimed singer-songwriter and animal advocate and wearer of many other hats, including actress and occasional New York Times book critic. Find out more about her work, very much including that on behalf of animals, of course, when we speak with Nellie McKay in a few moments here on Talking Animals. As usual, we'll also welcome your questions and comments at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. Already running a little bit behind, thanks to Alan Watson Company, so we're just going to do a quick announcement here under the Animal News and Announcements segment. Just want to remind you about the Tampa Bay's second annual Vegan Thanksgiving Feast and Benefit. Delicious potluck-style feast. Fun and open to everyone. It's going to be from 1 to 5:30 p.m. It's going to benefit Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary and other animal advocacy and rescue organizations at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Tampa. So RSVP is required. You can also get the details of the donation amount and what you can bring by emailing info@vegtampathanksgiving.com or calling 813-365-0317. All right. Let's jump right into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Mitch Hedberg with a portion of a piece called Smacky the Frog on today's Comedy Corner right here on WMNF.
I went to England to tell jokes. I wanted to do a Smokey the Bear joke in England, so I had to ask the English if they know who Smokey the Bear was, but they don't. Because in England, Smokey the Bear is not the forest fire prevention representative. They have Smacky the Frog. It's just like a bear, but it's a frog. I think that's a better system. I think we should adopt it. Because bears can be mean. But frogs are always cool. Like, never has there been a frog hopping toward me. And I thought, man, I better play dead. Here comes that frog. I've never said, here comes that frog in a nervous manner. It's always like optimistic. Hey, here comes that frog. All right. Maybe he will settle near me. And I can pet him and put him in a mayonnaise jar with a stick and a leaf to recreate what he's used to. And I certainly have to punch some holes in the lid because he's damn sure used to air. Then I can observe him and he won't be doing much in his 16-ounce world.
All right. That was the late, great Mitch Hedberg with a portion of a piece called Smacky the Frog, taken from his album Strategic Grill Locations. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF. The station website is WMNF.org. And the show website is TalkingAnimals.net, where not only all our past programs are archived, but many are now available as podcasts in iTunes. For example, last week's show with Kevin Nealon. We also have a blog, a link to the new Talking Animals MySpace, and we're looking for friends, baby. There's also a calendar of pet events taking place in and around Tampa, and a place to subscribe to our monthly, semi-monthly actually, I guess, email newsletter, so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests, program news, and remind you when the show will next air here on WMNF. That's TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to meet today's guest, Nellie McKay, so let me quickly outline a few important details about her. As I noted a few moments ago, she's the singer-songwriter who's released the highly acclaimed albums Get Away From Me, Pretty Little Head, and the brand-new Obligatory Villagers. She made her Broadway debut with a celebrated Terrence Polly Peachum in the Three Penny Opera alongside Alan Cumming and Edie Falco. And she's written some book reviews for the New York Times. She's also a veteran animal rescuer and advocate, done all sorts of work on behalf of animals. One way this has been recognized, when she received the Doris Day Music Award at the Genesis Awards, sort of the Oscars of animal welfare, for lack of a better description. Is there a book critic in the house? Much to talk about, so with a reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome Nellie McKay. Nellie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Duncan.
Welcome back to Talking Animals.
It's always a pleasure to talk about animals, better than a lot of other things you could talk about.
I know. Well, we may perhaps cover some of those things as well. In fact, I want to delve into the new album, Obligatory Villagers, in a few minutes, but there are a few small things about the album, perhaps more germane to Talking Animals, that I'd like to just initially talk about. For example, at the end of the opening track, Mother of Pearl, you say, "I'm Dennis Kucinich, and I approve this message." I'm just curious why you tacked that on, and more to the point, what do you think of Kucinich?
I think he has a lot of wonderful things. We shouldn't teach the current administration. We should establish a Department of Peace, and we should all go vegan. So I think a lot about him. He also has quite a mixed record on concerning women, and of course that song is mostly about feminism, but
right.
It also pertains to animals too. So I put that in there just as a something people could take however they want. I mean, certainly I think he would be a vast improvement over who we have in the White House, and he's better than, pretty much anyone else running.
I see. And what about Hillary? Because I think she's also name-checked in Mother of Pearl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, well, you know, she's stood up for a lot of things, and now she's kind of got cowed into the middle of the road thing on a lot of issues, and that's a shame, because it does seem like if ever there was a time when people were ready to, you know, hear the truth and not hear focus group polled answers to questions, it would be now. That now you could really call those who have brought us to all this disaster overseas and here in America, that you could really call them on it. And I don't feel that Hillary or Barack or most of the mainstream candidates are doing that or doing it as much as they should.
So again, you're squarely, it sounds like, in the Kucinich camp.
Well, I'm glad Ron Paul, though he's a Republican, that he's getting the attention that he is, because he's got some things that are fresh that actually say something that I agree with.
I gotcha. Let's see. You know, I guess one other aspect.
And Edward seems like a nice guy. I mean, you know, they're,
yeah,
they're all an improvement. You know.
Sure.
Could,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you could sort of blindly select one and immediately vastly improve things, for sure. I guess another aspect of the new album I'd like to touch on is that unlike the first two records, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot, at least, in the way of animal songs. I mean, as close as we seem to come is the graphics on the CD itself looks kind of like a sort of a chopped up newspaper story about a black lab named Brea who rescued her adult companion Maxine Shrek, and who fell and injured herself, and I guess that's echoed kind of cryptically in the opening of Overture, but not a whole lot otherwise. Is that just because there's just so few tracks overall compared to the other records, or just sort of a different emphasis this time around, or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's stuff about Kit and Tai having in Overture.
Yeah.
There's a reference to vegetarians in
the first one.
Pearl.
Yeah, for sure.
And in Identity Theft, there's a reference to where'd you get that vegan dress?
Mm-hmm.
Market, in regards to the costuming of the Broadway show that I did, because I can't tell you how much you have to twist certain people's arm to get cruelty-free clothing. And in this day and age, it's not hard. In fact, there are costumers, you know, there is no void in terms of vegan clothing, and it's mostly a mental block, which unfortunately engenders a lot of cruelty.
Yeah.
And people insist on putting animal products in. So, I would say, and there may be a couple more also in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's certainly references sprinkled as you're suggesting. It's just, I guess, compared to some of the actual songs that are more fully about those in the past, that's, I guess, all the difference I was noting. But let me just remind folks that this is Talking Animals on WMNF, and we're speaking with singer-songwriter Nellie McKay, whose new album is Obligatory Villagers. If you'd like to join the conversation, please call 813-239-9663 or email us at dj@wmnf.org.
I would also just like to say we're going to come out probably in the next week with a Christmas single that'll be available at least streaming on the website.
Okay, Nellie, your cell is really dropping out here. We're barely hearing you now.
I hope
that's the the pitfalls of a cell phone on a live radio interview, I guess, but not really.
Oh, no. You took for a minute.
Okay, I certainly will. Well, I want to hear about the new thing that's coming out for sure, the Christmas thing. But in the meantime, just in terms of, I was going to ask if you're still, to what extent you're still involved in the campaign to get Columbia University to end its animal experimentation.
Because of Peter's efforts, and the organization has been a part of that too, at least one of the experiments, I believe it was the stroke experiment, has some people campaign, and it seems like the entire room often that campaign.
Yeah, Nellie, you know, I didn't know this was going to be a cell phone until about a half an hour ago, and we just really can't hear you or understand you at all. I don't know if there's any way to quickly get to a landline, but this is really unfortunate because we just can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay. If you just a couple seconds here, it may be better.
Okay. Let's hope. We'll remain optimistic. Because we certainly want to hear what you have to say. We've been gearing up for this and very excited to see what's new in the Nellie McKay world. So.
That's right. Okay, I think it may get better now.
Yeah, it's actually getting better. It's getting better. Houston,
good.
We don't have as much of a problem. Okay. So.
What I was saying about the PETA thing is that I believe the baboon stroke experiments have been ended that E. Sandra Connolly was doing.
At Columbia University, just to make sure
Columbia.
Our listeners... Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure that...
They're still continuing to put pressure on the university, and the website is columbiacruelty.com.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly people can continue, especially if you're in any way affiliated with the university, to put pressure on that way. But it's difficult getting universities to change because, I'm also involved in, in our efforts to stop their expansion into West Harlem. And that website is stopcolumbia.org. But it's difficult because their entire basis is money. It is a for-profit institution. And so if the people with the big bucks don't support the cause, it requires an enormous amount of public pressure to get them to stop, because really they're all about the money, and it has to become a really embarrassing situation for them, which is where your listeners would come in with regards to either campaign. And you know, if you want them to stop animal experiments, you really have to amp up the pressure, even just in terms of letter writing.
And along those lines, Nelly, as fans of yours know, you wrote a wonderful protest song about this issue, Columbia's Bleeding, which was on your previous album, Pretty Little Head, and kind of floating around before that. I guess I'm interested to know your feelings on protest songs and their effectiveness in 2005, 2006, 2007, based on that experience in particular.
Well, the powers that be have become very effective themselves in marginalizing voices of dissent. And so it, no matter how that voice of dissent is raised, I think you have trouble getting attention, you have trouble making impact. Also, you know, the past few generations have become incredibly cynical. As information travels faster and faster, I just think everybody's very jaded. But at the same time, I don't know. You just got to keep trying, or find a living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, for what little impact you may have, you're guaranteed to have no impact if you do nothing.
Right, absolutely. This is, again, Talking Animals on WNF. We're speaking with singer-songwriter Nelly Mackay. You can, too, by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. So Nelly, what aspects particularly of the animal welfare world tend to sort of constitute your focus these days?
Well, I just think, you know, a lot of people care about their companion animals, but then they don't think about the overpopulation crisis. And so when their companion animal dies, they seek out another one, often of the same breed, from a breeder, which is contributing to the overpopulation crisis, instead of, you know, seeking one from the pound. If you need a certain type of animal, and I understand people get attached, then to type in the name of that animal, like Chow, and then put rescue in internet search, and you can find basically any breed: German Shepherd rescue, Labrador rescue, and that way you can help an animal in need and not contribute to it's completely out of control how many animals there are. But then continuing that even when people educate themselves about companion animals, there's a huge block when it comes to the biggest thing you can do for animals, which is to stop eating them because they taste good. And people, you know, people have huge emotional ties to their food. Food is not about sustenance, or, you know, everybody in the world would be fed and people wouldn't be overweight. It's very complex emotionally for people. And to give up that flesh, I think, means for a lot of people giving up memories, tradition, you know, a huge source of comfort. But that is the biggest thing you can do, and it also ties into global warming, because animal agriculture contributes more to greenhouse gases than the automotive industry.
Yeah, I think people are often really, really shocked to hear to what extent that's true. And even if they, you know, like you say, are kind of struggling with some of the other, you know, emotional or even just culinary issues, I mean, that one, you know, kind of smacks you right in the face.
I do think, you know, there was a big report on it from the UN in 2006 that did shock a lot of people. I'm not sure under changing habits, but when they realize they can do more for the environment by giving up meat than driving a Prius, and by all means do both. But that's something that I would hope would shock a lot of people into moving away from the cruelty on their dinner plate.
Right, and one of the things that we've talked about with various guests on this show is that it doesn't have to be necessarily an overnight radical change. I mean, you can sort of, you know, in various parts of your world, but in life, daily life, but including, you know, your diet, you know, you can sort of move towards, you know, not only a better, healthier from an animal standpoint, but also from an environmental standpoint. So I think people sometimes think, oh, gosh, I could never do that because I'd have to do everything by tomorrow. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Just any steps in that direction are all to the good.
No, of course, and there are people who are saints, and they do it overnight.
Yeah.
I was not one of them. I'm still not one of them, you know.
Yeah.
That you know, there are little things that come up. And, for instance, this Christmas single is concerns the cutting down of Christmas trees, but it also touches on you know, what we eat for Christmas dinner often.
Mm-hmm.
And I worry, you know, with not just this song, but many of my songs, that they come off as a bit sanctimonious. And that really isn't my intention, because we all have our foibles. It's just asking people to reconsider some things in their lives they may have just always taken for granted and not realized what goes into them.
Sure. Well, that, no, and I think that's, I mean, that's sort of the premise of this show, is to not really be, well, try not to be sanctimonious or preachy, but just present some information that, that people may not have thought about, whether it's, again, the environmental impact, not counting the other impacts of eating meat, or what happens at the circus with animals, or any number of things. And that gives some things to think about and maybe change, then, you know, that now we're getting somewhere. So, but anyways, I do have an email question for you, Nellie, that someone just wrote in, asking if I could ask if you're involved in any human health causes.
Oh, human health?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I think based on my own taking care of myself, I would really feel like a hypocrite doing that.
Okay.
I think I would just say eating lower on the food chain, and
yeah,
this is something I don't do. I mean, I'm a vegan who survives on potato chips and tofutti, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, eating as close to the earth as possible. You know, basically fruits and vegetables. You know, nuts and legumes. That's where you get your protein. You know, and the full wheat carbohydrate complex carb. That goes hand in hand with the animal stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and certainly. Oh,
go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, just this expansion into Harlem of Columbia's. They're planning on building a biotech level 3 lab up there, which would test things such as West Nile virus, SARS, and the plague, undoubtedly on animal subjects, and that also poses a risk to the neighborhood because you know, whenever you have biological warfare agents in a densely populated neighborhood, you know, you're going to affect the surrounding area. And so, once again, the issues do seem to coalesce.
Absolutely. Well, we're in our final moment, I would say, of speaking with singer-songwriter Nellie Mackay. And again, her new album is called Obligatory Villagers, which I wanted to ask more about. But let me just hit a couple other quick things, if I could, sort of musically or otherwise. Tell me in just a quick breath or two, if you could, about Ryan Adams. I think I've seen that you're kind of a fan of his.
Oh, well, I think we're more of...
Mutual fans, I guess, probably.
Oh, well, yeah. I think he's a tremendous musician. And, you know, he asked me to do this internet thing for him on Letterman the other day, which was such a kick. I got to sit on the couch, and Ryan gave me my ukulele. And we might go out on tour next year. I don't know, doing some kind of acoustic duo show, but he's great. And I think he's going vegetarian, too, if I can believe what he tells me, which I hope I can.
Yeah, well, he certainly made a lot of changes in his life in recent times, so maybe that's just going to be part of the next one. Well, I'm afraid we're really sort of desperately out of time. There's so many of the things I was hoping to get to, Nellie, but hopefully we can speak again in the near future. So thanks for making the time to join us again on Talking Animals. And, again, the new record is Obligatory Villagers, and the website is NellieMackay.com. So thanks again, Nellie.
Thank you, Duncan.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Okay, that was Nellie Mackay. Not the world's best cell phone connection, so I apologize for that again. I didn't really know. I think she was up in the Poconos, which is one of the many things I was going to ask her about if we had had more time. But anyways, I'm Duncan Strauss, and you're listening to Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. The show website is talkinganimals.net, which I hope you'll visit to sign up for our email newsletter, subscribe to our podcast, check out our new MySpace. We're looking for some friends just like you. Peruse our calendar of Tampa pet events, make suggestions for future guests or topics, and more. That's all found on talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune. There'll be a prize, a copy of the new Nellie Mackay CD, Obligatory Villagers, to the first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune. Okay, it's Name That Animal Tune on WMNF. Bring him my face.
like a hawk, you running around, throwing my money all over this town, and I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I'd be long gone.
Hi, you're on WNF. Can you name that animal tune?
Actually, I can, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, on it.
Thanks for trying. Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune? Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
Hi. Did you already win it?
No.
Oh, I'll be doggone.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
Lori.
Lori, I'm going to come right back and get your info as soon as we're off the air. Thanks for listening, and congratulations on winning the name of that animal tune. Okay, so that's just about it for us here on this edition of Talking Animals. The program now airs twice a month, specifically the first and second month, second Wednesday, I'm sorry, of each month. So we'll be back Wednesday, December 5th. We don't have a guest booked yet for that show, but I'm excited to announce that our guest on December 12th will be Tony La Russa. Meanwhile, please visit our website, talkinganimals.net. And while you're there, please sign up for our email newsletter. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Please stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Democracy Now!, I'll be back at 4 p.m. today hosting the Sonic Detour, and I'll return for another edition of Talking Animals December 5th on WMNF Tampa. We're going to close out today's show, as always, with an animal song. This is Iron and Wine with Serpent Charmer right here on WMNF Tampa. Thanks a lot. Stop.